email redials 6 equivalent 29001, we have one of the differential contrite wheels that is part of the equation of time mechanism. Of interest in this photograph is obviously the four countersunk head screws in the cranked spokes, and this wheel is apparently in two-part construction. The center spider or four spokes, which end up against the inner rim of the wheel, and the actual geared contrite wheel or bevel gear, and the four little tabs projecting from the lower section of the rim up until the first step of the cranked spoke. It's interesting to notice that this is not a plain contrite wheel but actually beveled, and I would say clearly constructed by Mr. Poulon. It bears most of his hallmarks, which are non-standard styles or unique forms of construction. Also, the screws are not highly finished, which is more or less consistent through the later construction phases. Just below the center of the spokes, you can see a bevel gear attached to the collet, which actually drives the bevel, the glass tube, to the equation of time or mystery dial. 29002, we have the rear view of the same bevel contrite wheel for the equation of time dial, and we can see the drive, the small drive bevel that drives the vertical glass auger to the mystery dial. This steel bevel, I believe, is a standard watch winder or pocket watch winding bevel, and one of the components that Mr. Poulon has borrowed from elsewhere. 29005, the cranked contrite wheel or bevel gear, and the matching bevel that forms part of the differential unit. This bevel is, I believe, cut by Mr. Poulon. As you can see, it is of conventional bevel construction, not the double bevel as we see in many of the borrowed steel bevels, and also the collet appears to be part of the gear. 29006, yet another view of the differential bevel. This unit, I believe, is clearly constructed by Mr. Poulon. 29007, we have the clock running with the mystery dial fitted in preparation for the manufacture of the missing equation cam. The white tube on the upper left hand side is a strut preventing the movement rocking while we test running. The movement is in fact not bolted to its base but just standing loose, and rocks quite considerably, and of course the clock stops. 29008, here we have the equation of time differential. It is the slightly lighter shaded section or gears assembly. At the bottom of the picture we have the second hand arbor, that's the black line projecting diagonally upwards to the right, and that gear revolves once an hour, which meshes with the plane wheel just above it, which it backs up against the differential bevel gears, and of course this wheel rotates once an hour. It's attached to the differential bevel that is virtually touching it, and rotates this bevel once an hour. The center armor of this assembly is common with the pinion up against the steel frame, and this bevel is rocked by the next wheel up with the crank arm and the vertical rod going up to the equation of time cam. This arbor, when rocked, rotates the center arbor of the differential and rotates the differential gear, which then displaces the contrite bevel up against the Y frame, the thin bronze Y frame, and accelerates or decelerates the equation of time hand to provide you a rotating hand that leads or lags in time.